Good morning. Oh, actually, no. Good afternoon.
Our followers are dedicated, bro.
True. They're it would be this. The morning by the time they listen.
Yeah. True. Tuesday morning, as soon as they wake up, they straight don't even away. Check their messages.
Nah.
Straight to Spotify, dude.
They don't even get out of bed yet.
Nah.
They start listening as they rise.
They listen to the whole episode in their bed.
Yeah. Even some have a alarm set for 11:59. PM, so they can listen as soon as it drops.
They're staying up
all night. A few people have told me that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shit. Dude, we got some good fans, eh?
I know, dude. Not many, but at least they're good ones.
Oh, quality over quantity, right?
Exactly. Who gives a fuck? Not me.
How you doing, bro?
Not gonna lie, still recovering a little bit from the weekend.
Big one.
Yeah, well, you were there.
Yeah.
Had the girlfriend's 21st party.
Big 21.
Big 2-1.
That was cool, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
Like, everyone got into the costumes and whatnot.
I'm glad. Yeah. Apart from one guy who just wore all black and said he was Donda. And then another guy that dressed in all black and said he was back in black.
Yeah.
One of them thought he was hell funny. The other one was like, yeah, it's really lame.
Yeah. The back in black one thought it was lame, eh?
No, the Donda guy thought it was lame.
Really?
Yeah. Because I didn't give him shit because he was telling someone else about it.
Yeah.
Oh, for context, the theme was album covers.
Dope yeah. theme.
Was a good
I've,
theme.
I've never heard of someone have that theme before.
I liked it.
It was cool as fuck, bro.
It was weird. I told a few people like who weren't going to the party and they're like, what do you mean album covers? How do you do that? I'm like, dress up like an album cover.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Especially for people who are, like, into music.
Into music, yeah.
Like, that's a...
That was some cool outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were some good
Ice
ones.
Spice, I reckon.
Oh, I reckon that was, if there was going to be a winner, it would have been Ice Spice.
He went all out, dude.
He did. Like, and he
pulled it off.
He kind of looked like when they make Obama look like Ice Spice.
He did, eh?
A little bit.
He was an AI-generated Ice Spice.
Literally.
Like, dude, he had the chain.
He had the chain. The shirt. The sequined shirt.
Yeah.
The pink tracksuit.
Like, how do you
the wig.
How do you even find that tracksuit?
I wonder if he, like, bought it online, surely.
Surely.
His girlfriend did a sick outfit as well. She did Nevermind by Nirvana. And she
I
had,
think I saw her.
So she just dressed in blue, had a baby wrapped around her waist, and then had a $1 note on a fucking fishing hook that she was like waving in front of the baby. It was pretty sick. It took me ages to figure out. I kept looking at it. I was like, I don't want to ask because it's probably going to be like really easy to guess.
Yeah.
And then I saw the fucking fishing line. I was like, oh.
Makes sense.
Pretty funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
a cool one.
I liked Miss Morale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did well. Where was this going? Oh, am I recovering from the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't end up going to sleep until 4.
Oh, shit.
That night, yeah.
I left there at 12, dude.
Yeah. Most people did.
Yeah.
Apart from our previous guest, Mr. Marble.
Did he hang around for a while?
Oh, he stuck around for so long, dude. It was good. We just stayed up having fat chats, like me, my missus, him and his other mate that he brought with him.
Mm.
And like, it was awesome. It was good. But it got to a point where I was like, we were on the couches and I was like laying in my missus' lap. Like,
ready to snooze.
Not asleep, but asleep.
Yeah.
And then like, they started talking about me. So I like sat up to join in and my voice was just raspy as fuck. And everyone was like, yeah, fuck, it might be time for you guys to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it is.
Oh, Connor loves the yarn, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. No, it was good, though. It was good fucking good chats.
Mm.
Like, didn't have a problem with it.
No.
And I wasn't even paying attention to the time. And then I got in bed and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, That was on the 30th.
Mm.
New Year's Eve, 31st.
Of course.
So we kind of spent the whole day recovering. We actually weren't surprisingly that bad, though, because I stopped drinking, like, a few hours before going to bed.
True. So you probably stopped drinking around when everyone left, eh?
Yeah, I'd say so. Maybe I'd, like, one or two more after you left. And but that was over the space of 3-4 hours.
I was going to say, I would have been slow.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Very slow. But I did drink half a box.
Yeah.
So?
So, and you buy cans.
Yeah, so it was 15. The third. Yeah. It's
pretty standard
for a 21st.
Yeah.
And like, I was drinking for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
But yeah, then New Year's Eve, fucking, we didn't actually go out until like 10. Like, we went to a party.
Right.
Got there at like, yeah, probably 10, maybe a little bit before that.
Oh, shit.
Which was good. Because then we weren't, like, there for ages, just waiting for, like, you know, the countdown and all that
so
bullshit.
So you can go home.
Yeah, and, like, my missus' roommates and stuff had gone to a festival, like, earlier on.
Right.
So for a few hours, it was just us two having a few pre-drinks at home, playing Uno, which was pretty chill.
That would have been cute.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And then, yeah, I think we left that party at, like, 1 on New Year's Day.
Right.
Went to Floria to a beach rave, and it was pumping.
Yeah, right.
It was pumping. It was
Is
going.
Is that when it started?
I'm not sure, because there was another one on at Port Beach, I'm pretty sure, but that was like a proper event that you needed tickets for.
Right.
So I'm assuming that one would have finished at 1.
Yeah.
Because then heaps of people that we like met at this one were like, oh yeah, we're at the Port Beach one before, and then we came here.
Right.
So I'm assuming it would have closed, because otherwise, why wouldn't you just stay at that one?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, stayed there until 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's brewed away.
I don't know the last time I've done that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever have. Oh, actually, I definitely have. Oh, we've done it.
I was going to say, the last time I've done it would have been with you.
That would have been the last time I did it, I reckon.
Mm.
And that was, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brutal night.
Oh, dude. And then, like, and you know when it gets to that time and you're actually not tired?
Yeah.
Like, you're past the point of tired. You're just, like, overtired and kind of a bit delusional.
Yeah.
It was like that. But then we got home and we're like, fuck. If we... Well, we're going to go to sleep, but we should set an alarm for 12.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're going to sleep until, like...
Fucking 5, 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then not be able to sleep and have to get up at 5 o'clock for work the next day.
And be rooted.
So, I mean, like, did it to ourselves. Mm. And it was worth it. Like, the beach rave was fucking sick.
As long as it's worth it.
Oh, it was well worth it.
Yeah.
But then, even when I woke up today, I was... Like, I felt fine, but just, like, still that like, exhaustion coming in.
Yeah.
But got through the day.
You're still here.
I'm still here.
Still kicking.
I'm alive.
You're on the Just Your Mates podcast.
I can't complain. Oh, fuck, we forgot to announce that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Yeah, you take the lead.
Yeah. Few changes coming to the podcast for this year. Woody's had to pull the pin on the podcast. He's, just has a few other things in his life at the moment that he wants to focus on a bit more.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just is finding it hard to find time to do the podcast, so... We just thought, best off not stress yourself, stress us out. So,
all power to him. Obviously, we don't want anyone to think that fucking it's a falling out or anything.
No. Like,
we're all still best mates.
We're all good.
So don't worry.
We're all good.
And I'm sure he'll come back on for a guest appearance.
I could put a lot of money on him coming back on at some point.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, for... Until then, it will just be me and Nathan.
Mm.
And the usual guest appearances here and there.
Yeah, which may up in frequency a little bit.
Mm.
Seeing as we have the extra mic now and...
Still got the equipment for it for 3 people.
Yeah.
Which makes life... We're not made of money, you know? We can't just go out and buy new equipment.
Just a couple of apprentices here.
We work with what we've got.
Yeah, bro. Coming from Coming from the dungeons, dude. $12.50.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up in the world, though. But yeah, just so nobody's wondering what the fuck happened.
Yeah, no. Best to get it out there.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up, like, as soon as we started recording, but it's all right.
And then we just started going.
Yeah, we started going. We started rambling. Ramble on.
We were straight into it, eh?
Yeah, sorry. No. I went on one of my tangents.
Mm. Yeah, bloody.
Sorry, mate. How was your New Year's? Enough about me.
Yeah, I've...
Sorry.
Felt a bit dejected there.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it was good. It was very calm.
Nice. You just chilled here, eh?
Yeah, well, fuck. I worked it out.
Hey.
Cause,
found it.
Hey, nice. I. Because, you know, I'm not really getting on the piss every weekend.
Yeah.
I drank, I think, 41 beers. I worked out.
Over the weekend?
Over the weekend.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Actually, I was probably pretty well the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have been.
Yeah.
Because I had, well, I saw one of my mates Friday, had the party Saturday. Fuck at the party, I was tanked, eh?
You did not get out of that chair.
Yeah.
All fucking night. I wanted to take, like, photos of you each hour, just in the same spot. And, like, a few times you wouldn't be talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And I'd, like, walk past and you'd just be on your phone laughing at, like, an Instagram reel or something. Yeah. I was like, well, this guy is parked up.
Yeah. I was parked up hard.
You're having a good time, though.
Yeah, I love life.
Yeah.
Like, I like doing that at parties, just...
Yeah, just chilling.
Parking up, like, talking to people when they come by.
Yeah.
Then chilling.
Like, back to your spot.
Yeah. Dude.
I think that chair ended up breaking. Pretty sure that leg came off.
It did not feel good.
Oh, yeah, it did. Because then wasn't someone sitting on the floor in it? Like, I think all the legs snapped off of it.
Oh, fuck.
It might have been after you left.
Yeah, I think it would have been. But yeah, fuck, I was tanked. I vomited that night.
Oh, did you?
Not at the party.
Oh, I was going to say.
But I got back here and I was like, it was one of those ones where it's, I could do it now.
Yeah.
And I'll feel all right.
Yeah.
Or I could wake up tomorrow morning and be all right. Or I could be fucking yakking involuntarily.
So I was feel like, ya.
Nah, I'm getting it out tonight.
Sometimes it's better to just get it out then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my thinking.
I didn't vomit that night.
Mm.
But the New Year's parties, I wasn't like vomiting. But every now and then just a little bit would come up and I'd just lean over and just like spit it out.
Yeah.
Happened like 5 or 6 times.
It's like the reflux almost.
But yeah.
It's a little bit more than reflux.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like...
And it sucks to swallow.
Yeah. So I'm like... And like, because it's not like making a scene.
Yeah.
Like I kept turning to my missus and be like, fuck, I just yacked again. And she didn't believe me.
Yeah, right.
Like that's how subtle it was.
True.
Which I was kind of like proud of.
Yes.
Not making a fool out of myself.
Yeah.
But after the first couple, I was like... Because I didn't even feel sick.
Yeah,
it was just like I'd have a sip of beer and like a drag of a smoke and then just be like, whoop. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's weird.
Maybe your guts are getting a bit fucked up.
I think so, because then this morning it was happening again.
Yeah.
And like, obviously not drinking because I was going to work.
Yeah.
It was just like every now and then I'd be like, ugh.
Good way to cover your ass there, bro.
Cheers. Cheers, dude.
We all know you're lying.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I'm only playing.
Those people actually turned up to work today. Surprised.
Fuck, I am too.
Yeah.
After New Year's, I would have thought would be...
More of a reason than Christmas.
Yeah.
Because there was a festival on again yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And another beach rave, apparently.
Yeah, right. That would have been down, like, Freo ways?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I was down there fishing last night, and fuck, dude, me and my mate are there. Casting rods in, and we just hear like this hell loud bang, like it was a firework bang.
Yeah,
but we only heard like the first one go off, and it sounded like literally like a big ass shipping container had just been like knocked over or some shit.
True.
Like I heard it, and I was like, dude, something's fucked up over there.
Something's going on.
Someone's fucked up big time.
Yeah, fuck.
And then you just start seeing the lights, it's like.
I don't know if they would have been the same fireworks because I was at the missus' place last night and around like maybe 5:36, started hearing fucking...
Yeah,
and at first it sounded like thunder, and it was quite overcast at that point.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh shit, maybe there's a fucking storm coming. And then it just kept going and going. And I was like, it sounds like fireworks, and I had major anxiety.
Yeah.
And this is a bit of a segue, but there's this new movie that's come out on Netflix called Leave the World Behind.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah. It sounds cool.
It's about a cyber attack on America that there's like three stages to it, and the last stage is America turns against each other. So the cyber attack basically enforces America to go into a civil war.
Right. Fuck.
And, oh, dude, it was really good.
Because that could almost be, like, realistic in a way.
It was really realistic. Yeah. Like, oh, what's the, like, the first thing that happens is, like, the phones and GPS and shit stop working. Like, yeah. No service and stuff. And then, oh, it's a pretty mental movie. It's based on a book.
You didn't want to spoil it again, did you?
Oh, I'm tempted to just explain it.
Yeah.
But, like, and then planes are, like, nosediving because it, like, targets the satellites. And the satellites, like, help control the planes sometimes. So, like, the planes shut down out of air.
Right.
So then planes are nosediving and crashing.
Fuck.
There's, oh, what's the other thing? Oh, there's, like, this sonic boom thing that they set off, which, like, can, like, cause disease because of, like, the sound going into your brain, sort of.
Yeah, right.
And then, like, all the animals are tripping out because they have, like, microchips that, like, get whacked out by, like, all the cyber stuff.
Yeah.
Teslas are getting driven by themselves on autopilot, so the freeway gets blocked up to get to the city. It's based in New York City, and this family goes on vacation to Long Island, and then they start freaking out, and they're like, fuck, we got to get back home where it's safe.
Yeah.
Go. It's just a row of Teslas crashed into each other, and then they turn around, and there's just Teslas coming at them, but with no drivers, because they're on autopilot.
Yeah, right.
And it's just a bunch of Teslas blocking the whole freeway, so you can't get back to the city.
True.
Anyway, it's just like all this crazy shit happening.
Yeah.
And the ending is the most frustrating fucking thing. Oh, like, they leave it so it's like kind of up to your imagination as to what happens.
Yeah.
But like, obviously I'm not going to spoil the ending because it is a really good movie. Super long. It's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, shit.
Executive produced by Barack and Michelle Obama.
Really?
Which is that weird when you think about it, because it's a government, like, kind of political thing, the whole, like, gist of it.
Yeah.
But then, like, I searched it the other night, like, if it means anything, like, if there's a conspiracy behind it.
You were getting a bit nervous, eh?
A little bit. Yeah. And that's why when those fucking fireworks were going off last night, I was getting freaked the fuck out. I was like, nah, it's happening. But in the... which is dumb, because in the movie, it's literally just targeted on America. Like, the rest of the world is fine. It's basically the whole world teams up against America.
Yeah,
is, like, the gist of it.
You're right.
Or, like, China, Iraq, like...
The powerhouses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I started hearing that, and I was like, oh, my fucking God. But there's something going on.
There's going to be a Tesla coming through this fucking front
literally,
window.
Literally. I was like, the fucking windows are going to shatter. We're going to fucking have no service.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to go to work tomorrow.
We're going to get diseases from the sound.
Legit. I was freaking out. But like, I kept... Because we were watching a movie, and I kept looking at fucking my girlfriend and like seeing if she was freaking out, and she was fine. So I didn't say anything. But I was sitting there the whole time. I literally went outside like 3 times out to the road to see if I could see fireworks. And every time I saw nothing, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? And the sound kept getting closer. Dude, I was actually wigging it pretty hard.
Oh my days.
I was not having a good time. And then it stopped and I was like, thank fuck. Because I thought it was weird that there was fucking fireworks like New Year's Day afternoon. Like all the shit happens like at
New Year's. New Year's.
Yeah, on the dot.
Yeah.
Whack.
I was a bit confused when I like saw the fireworks.
Yeah, it was like weird.
And it was at like 7, 8 o'clock at night or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what?
Did you hear the fucking, you know how on the foreshore they have fireworks that go off at 12?
Yeah.
In Perth?
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked up and they ended up going off at like 12:05. Because we were at this party in Applecross.
Yeah.
And the house was like really close to the like foreshore walk.
Mm.
So you could kind of see it on the other side of the river. So like the whole thing was like, oh, we'll go down from the party and watch the fucking fireworks for 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we literally got there at like 11:59 and no one was checking their phones because everyone was like, oh, well, no, because the fireworks will go off.
Yeah.
And then they didn't happen for ages. And then me and the missus checked our phones and it was like 12:03 and we're like, oh.
They missed it.
Shit. And 2 minutes later, they started going off and they were ass.
Really?
I swear there was like 3 fireworks that went off and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, what?
It was... The Perth fireworks are always really shit.
Bro.
To be honest.
Last time I saw fireworks, I was at the... Oh, what was it called? It was like Perth Rodeo and Muster that I went to with my parents. Like a country festival, bro.
Yeah.
And those fireworks were fucking sick. Like, it was a good 15 minutes worth of fireworks.
Damn.
And like patterned almost. Like
as if.
And the ending was fucking... Like, you'd think it's ending every 5 minutes because it would have a crazy display.
Yeah.
Go dark for a bit. And then they'd just fucking keep going with more.
As if.
Bro, it was...
That was in Perth as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fucking country festival.
See, why can't you do that for New Year's?
They had fucking Lee Kernaghan busting out Boys from the Bush, bro. They got fireworks and shit, dude. It was God sick. God
damn. Fuck, we should go this year.
Bro, it was actually good fun, actually.
Yeah, it sounds fucking wicked.
Yeah. Do you like country music?
Yeah, country music's nice.
I get into it, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it's not my go-to.
Nah, definitely not.
But it's fucking cool.
It can hit the spot, though.
Oh, yeah.
It can hit the spot.
And everything, like, their singing has so much heart and, like, soul behind it, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
For sure.
Incredible.
No, there's some good... I feel like country's having a bit of a comeback.
It is.
I don't know if it ever went away. But like Morgan Whalen, Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Jelly Roll.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
There's another one, Morgan Whalen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did I already say that?
I think you said him first.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those are the only three I know.
To be honest, I don't know too many like of the newer country artists.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like obviously there's the old school ones like Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Fucking, I guess Bob Dylan was kind of country.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
He would be.
Yeah.
Fuck, Bob Dylan's awesome, dude.
Bob Dylan's fucking cool.
Like, I went through a tiny phase a few years ago of listening to him a tiny bit.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite catch me. And then maybe a few months ago, I went on like a week binge of just listening to Bob Dylan.
Mm.
But I always make this mistake. I'll go into a dive into someone's music that I like have dabbled in before but not fully dove in. And I'll pump it for weeks and weeks, but I never like the songs.
And you lose all the good ones.
And I lose all the good ones.
Yeah.
Because it will be like the ones that aren't in like the top 5 most pop or most liked, whatever the fuck it's called on Spotify.
Yep.
And it always fucks me over.
Dude.
And I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember I learnt this new song thinking I liked it.
Yep.
Put my playlist on shuffle and it's the same shit from years ago.
Yeah, bro.
Be like, what's that Huncho Jack fucking album?
Dubai Travis shit. Squad yeah. And Quavo.
Yeah, Dubai shit will start playing. I'm like, fuck's sake.
Oh, my days. That album is ass.
It is, dude. I thought it was the shit when it came out, though.
It was pretty cool when it came out.
It's pretty lame, though. It's a pretty lame album.
It's even... Yeah, there was only, like, 2 good songs off it when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty whack.
Yeah. Nah, fuck. I do that a lot as well because obviously you know I fucking listen to that much random shit that like I find it with not drum and bass but more like electro dance music. I never know what song
is what.
Yeah, like I just put on one that I know,
yeah,
and just let it keep playing and generally I like them all.
Yeah,
like they're all the same sort of shit,
same similar vibe.
Yeah, fuck, I saw something the other day. And it was like, because you don't really listen to that sort of shit, eh? Like EDM kind of.
No, not really.
I saw someone say, he's like, on that Fred Again boiler set, it was like a YouTube video. Someone's commented on it and he's like, everyone who's like super into music does like EDM. They just haven't found the song or like the artist that really hits yet.
Yeah.
But when you do, it just becomes like a massive rabbit hole.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm sort of like understanding now because I really like Fred Again.
Yeah.
And I like listened to him a bit before, but it's only like pretty recent where it's like clicked.
Yeah.
And then that's just opening up a whole can of worms. Eh?
Yeah. That's good though. Because EDM is good.
Yeah, I like it.
Like this beach rave, it was all EDM.
Yeah.
But like, and I've been to heaps of like EDM raves before.
Yeah.
And like, I'll get into it.
Yeah.
Like, you know how some people will like go to a rave because like, oh, friends are going there or whatever. They want a night out.
It's the thing to do.
And they just like don't get into the music.
Yeah.
I get pretty fucking into it.
Yeah. I love it.
I like it.
I like the, I'm not as big of a fan of the ones where it's like more that rhythm, like.
Yeah. Like, nah.
I don't like that shit.
I like real techno-y.
Yeah. Like, and even when they've got like some vocals over it, like,
yeah,
there's this one dude called Subtract. He's playing in Perth this weekend.
True.
Massive UK DJ.
Yeah, okay.
But do you know Sampha? The Sampha's like a vocalist. He's on he's on Father Time by Kendrick.
Yeah.
He's on Saint Pablo by Kanye.
Oh, I know him, yeah. Yeah.
That Hell Good Singer.
Yeah.
He literally on one of Subtract's albums, it's like more than half the songs have Sampha on it.
True.
Just singing over these EDM kind of beats.
That'd be kind of nice.
It's sick, dude. Like,
abstract music almost.
Yeah.
Like two things that don't go together but work really
mixing
well.
Mixing it. Yeah. It's fucking cool, man.
Dude, have you... Fuck, sorry. I know Joe Rogan talked about this on a podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to copy him because I saw the video before I saw it or heard it on Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
And it's Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Yeah.
In like, I think it might have been the year that he died. Maybe. But in the 60s, in an interview, literally predicting that techno music is going to be the thing in however long.
I did say that, eh?
And it's actually crazy because obviously he doesn't know what technic music is because it did not exist back then. Computers weren't even really a thing.
Yeah.
And he's explaining it as, what does he say? He's like, oh, I believe in like the future, someone's going to find a machine or build a machine that will be able to make music and blah, blah, blah. Should we just find the video?
Yeah.
Because I think I saved it because I wanted to bring it up on this.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's just insane, like, foresight, eh?
Oh, dude, in the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have it. Wait, am I connected to this? I am.
Yeah, that...
Oh.
It's just insane, dude. What
they call rock and roll is kind of a blending of those two forms. And I guess what's happening now is that rock is kind of dying out and everyone is going back to the roots again. Some are going back into country and some are going back into basic blues. I guess in 4 or 5 years, the new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements and some third thing. It'll be entire, maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
He's literally predicting DJs.
Yeah.
That's in 1969, he said that.
Yeah.
It goes on for a bit longer. It just, that video just cut off then. Oh, but he's literally explaining, like, there'll be, like, DJs playing music with electronics.
With machines and...
Yeah.
Like, crazy to think that because back then all they had was instruments.
And, yeah.
Like, their voices and whatnot. Like, they couldn't really hit a thing and it would make, like, a synth sound
and have like a loop.
Yeah,
like It was all completely natural and pure.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there going, oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But, and he had no idea what it, the fuck it was.
Yeah.
That's saying like, something about fucking acid use.
Definitely.
Because he's like renowned for being that. He's got the sickest nickname. You know what his nickname was?
What?
Pretty sure it was Lizard King. It's pretty fucking sick.
Lizard King?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Oh, because it's one of his songs he talks about, like, Ride the Snake and all this shit. I don't fuck it.
But, tripping.
Yeah, yeah. Tripping. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, get onto it, dude. It's good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's a bit... I wouldn't say it's outdated, because I think it was made in, like, maybe the 80s or 90s.
Mm.
But it's good. Fuck like, yeah. I think it's pretty accurate to, like, his life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Nah, nice.
I need a pee-pees.
That's okay. I gathered.
Oh. Big game tomorrow.
Yeah, no shit. No shit.
I was... Dude. I was fucking
keen.
So am I.
Like, really keen.
Me too. Literally, because that... When we beat Nuggets the other day, I was like, fuck, I wonder when we're versing Boston. And I only went to our next game, which was yesterday, against Utah. I can't remember. I fell asleep. Some
army team.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then I checked for the next one after I saw the result of that. I was like, boy. Let's and I had go. To refrain from messaging you because I was like, fuck, we're recording tomorrow. I'll just wait till then to bring it up.
I refrained from messaging you because I didn't want to jinx it.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I was going to message you and be like, yo, you're getting fucked up on Wednesday.
Yeah, we probably will.
I don't know, man.
But
is it at OKC or Boston?
Yeah, it's in Oklahoma.
That helps you.
It does. We're a pretty good home team.
Yeah.
Well, this year. We've actually always been a pretty good home team.
OKC is always pretty good. Their fans are good.
We do have pretty good fans. Loyal.
Not as good as the Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics fans are top tier over everyone, I must admit.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it.
You watch their games, bro, and like if Celtics are making a comeback or if it's in the clutch or some shit, you can't even hardly hear the commentators.
Nah, it's fucked.
And it makes it so hype for me watching it.
Oh, it would.
Because I'm into it, dude.
Yeah.
D. White gets a pass, bangs a three. I'm,
you know what I miss?
What?
Sorry, you keep going.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm out here yelling. Yeah. I'm like... D. What? Like, I'll do that every time.
Oh, fuck.
JT.
Fuck it, hell.
You go.
Oh, I miss fucking back in the day. Well, not back in the day, probably like 10 years ago. When the playoffs would be on. And whoever's home court it was, they'd put free t-shirts on the seats. So the whole crowd would be, you know, if it was OKC, everyone would be in blue.
Yeah.
Boston, everyone would be in green. Golden State, everyone in yellow or white.
Yeah.
It looked fucking awesome. And if, like, there was a clutch shot, you could, like, actually see everyone stand up.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
It's fucking, I miss that too.
I don't know why they don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like,
Nike do all the merch and shit now.
Yeah.
It was Adidas before, so.
Yeah.
But, like. I'm sure Nike have enough money to...
I'm sure Nike have more money than Adidas.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've got enough money to get the fucking sweatshops to cook up a few shirts for free.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe Nike's a...
Because they still do like some shirts sometimes, but they're just... Yeah. It just doesn't hit the same.
No. Like you don't... Like they were just simple shirts too. Like maybe they had a... What's it called? A fucking catchphrase or some shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Toronto, we the North.
Or yeah, it used to be shit, and then like fucking
Celtics
Golden State.
Green or,
yeah, and Golden State would be fucking strength in numbers.
Mm.
OKC would be. I don't know if we even got a catchphrase.
Go team, we go.
No, that's the Knicks.
Is it?
Go New York, go New York,
oh,
go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's their catchphrase, but. When I went to the game, that's all I heard all night. On the fucking Jumbotron.
That's a... Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I was going to say it. No,
I know what you was going to say.
Yeah.
It's okay, bro. I'm
trying to be more filtered. That's my New
sometimes
Year's resolution.
Sometimes you can't help it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all right.
Dude, I felt like a legend today.
Why? What happened?
Like a real good bloke.
Mm.
had a long day at work, was doing it rough, 5 hours sleep, wasn't in the best mood. Gone to the I went to the deli.
Ooh.
After work.
Yeah.
Just cruised in. I was like, man, I need to get myself a monster.
Mm.
Fucking gone in there, picked her up, gone to pay for it, paid in cash. It's like, oh, $4.50. Gave her a $5 note. It's like, keep the change.
Oh.
She's like, oh, thank you. Happy New Year.
Is that what she sounded like, was it?
It was like halfway through when I was saying that.
Fuck yeah. Was it that deli down the road from you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the chick, yeah. Well, I don't know her, but I've bought a pie off her before.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's nice. Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah. And the bloke who works in there is nice as fuck too.
Dude, he always pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I swear I'll be like waiting at the counter and I'll like look down at my phone because he's not there and then I'll look up, he's like, hello.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fucking Houdini.
He does, eh?
She's the same as well, actually.
Yeah.
She kind of just like pops up from around the corner.
I think it's because they're so short, bro.
Yeah, they are both quite short. They're definitely married, hey?
Yeah. They.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Bro, they own that shit. Like, they open every single day of the year. Like,
yeah.
No breaks.
No fucks given, really.
Fucking from like, I want to say like 5 till like 7. Or maybe not 5, maybe 6 till 7.
Damn.
Like, hours. The whole day.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I've had like local delis and stuff, like local smoko shops.
Yeah.
And like the same people in there every day.
Yeah.
And they're open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you don't get bored of that.
I guess it's like, because everyone who runs it, like works in a deli, pretty well owns it. Like, it's pretty well always just a family owned business. Mm-hmm. But for starters, yeah, how do you do that all day?
But then
every day of the year.
We do that though with our jobs.
That's true. And if you enjoy it, then all power to you.
Yeah.
But two, they can't make much money.
You wouldn't think so, dude.
Like,
I guess,
profit? Because they have to pay their fucking lease of the building and...
Well, I guess if they own the building, though...
Yeah.
That would be a bit different.
Yeah.
Because you'd assume most of them would.
Yeah.
And judging by the state of most of the signs at those delis and lunch bars and shit...
They've been around a while,
but those signs are not new.
No.
And they have not been refurbished.
They're beaten by the sun.
You can't even read what the name of the fucking place is called.
Nah. Yeah. You just tell because of how beat up it is.
Literally.
That it's a deli.
And usually that's how you know it's good.
If
it's like a fresh new sign, they're usually pretty touch and go, eh?
Nah, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No. Fuck no.
Beat up? Fuck yeah. Give me that.
Dude, they'll have the best crumb chicken cheese sausages.
Yeah.
Ever.
This one here does good fucking hedgehog slice, eh?
Real.
I love a good hedgehog slice.
Yum.
Yeah.
Hedgehog slice, that's like caramel slice, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't have the caramel.
Right, roger.
And it's got little, what do you call them? They're not freckles. Hundreds and thousands, I think you call them.
Ooh,
they
got yum.
Them on top.
Like the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you put on fairy bread and shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yum. I haven't had them in ages.
I haven't had fairy bread in ages.
Yeah, me either. Dude, when I was bulking in high school, I used to eat fairy bread.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Shit worked.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I might have to get on it, eh?
Oh, it's so unhealthy. White bread, lathered in butter, lathered in fucking sherbet, pretty much.
Just sugar.
Cannot be good for you.
No.
Oh, I kind of want one now.
Dude, I miss fairy bread.
Dude, that was the shit.
And it
remember going to a party? It would always be that one mum of a kid that would bring a platter of fairy bread.
Always in the triangles, bro.
Yeah. And it would be the first thing gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would have to get in.
Yeah.
Straight away.
There was a line for that shit.
Literally.
There'd be food around, but fairy bread, people just lining up for it.
And then party pies after that.
Yeah, party pies went hard.
You got to follow it up with a party pie.
Yeah.
I didn't like party pies when I was a kid, though, because they were always hot as fuck.
I was more of a sausage roll guy.
Yeah.
Because I just hated biting into a little party pie and either it spilling down your shirt or popping out into the back of your mouth.
Burning the fuck.
Yeah. And you're just there like...
And it's worse when you're a kid. You're not used to that pain yet.
Nah.
And then it happens and it's like... Whoa.
Like... yeah.
It's fucked.
Now it's all right because you just kind of man up.
Yeah.
You're just like.
Mm. There's been a few times, though, where I've gotten a pie from the smoko truck and it's clearly very fresh and I won't think about it. I'll just. And I'm like.
Grab some water.
Oh, and you don't want to spit it out. You don't want to be that guy. So you man up.
No, you can't spit it out.
Well, you can't waste the pie.
Nah.
Well, those 4 and 20 pies, dude.
4 and 20, they do them well.
They're the only pie you can trust from the Smoko van.
Right.
Because the other ones are like their brand.
Right.
They're called like Gourmet. They've got mystery meat in it, bro.
Yeah, right.
There's not mince or beef.
Yeah, right. Just shit fuel.
Oh, dude. And they've got all sorts of wacky shit that's their brand. Like, they've got these little, like, mac and cheese bites.
Yeah, right. They're usually not too bad, mac and cheese bites.
Usually. But these ones, they are sus.
Yeah, right.
And they have, like, jalapeno bites.
Yeah.
And it's literally just, like, a tiny slice of jalapeno in there.
Right.
I've had a burrito from there before. Like, this is all, like, the Smoko company van.
I couldn't imagine the burrito would have been good.
It was one of the better things I had, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But then there's other stuff in there that I just look at. I'm like, I'm never touching that. Even if it's the last thing in there and I'm starving.
Not going to.
I'm just going to buy a choc chip cookie.
Yeah. I'll just buy a Red Bull. Smoke a cigarette.
Literally.
That'll cure my hunger.
Sometimes it does, yeah.
It does, dude. If I'm hungry as fuck at work, I'll smoke a dart.
Oh, yeah.
And like it'll go away for half an hour.
Sometimes, though, I'll be so hungry that the dart just makes me feel sick. Because my body, like, rejects it. It's like, I know what you're trying to do, but you need a little bit more than...
No.
Don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop.
You're fucking me up here.
Literally. Oh, dude, do you hear about the vape ban?
I saw a big-ass, like, billboard saying that Albanese failed to ban illegal tobacco and vapes.
Failed to?
Yeah. But I don't know how long that had been up for.
No, it's like banned now. Like they passed a law, like they've cancelled all imports of it.
Right.
And all this shit. And there's a guy at work that vapes. And there's a place, a deli down the road from work. And because you know the ones you can just get the battery that you keep and you just buy the little cartridges?
Yeah.
And this deli apparently just sells those cartridges for $20.
Right.
So they keep the battery. Like, there's like 4 people at work that do it.
Yeah.
Because it actually is quite cheap. There's 6,000 puffs, the little cartridges.
I'd do that for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. You just keep the battery.
Yeah.
$20 for a refill and the refill lasts you a week.
Yeah.
Anyway, so one of the guys that does it goes there today, asks for a refill and they're like, oh, because of the new law, because obviously they're not going to be able to get any new ones in.
They're trying to cash in.
Had to buy a brand new battery
and
the cartridge because they don't just sell the cartridges on their own anymore.
Oh,
they sell
it
with the battery. Before, from the same place, you could buy the battery and the cartridge if you needed both for $50 or just the cartridge for $20. For both of them now, $85.
Oh, they've upscaled that big time.
Yep. Oh. And I'd assume most places will be doing the same.
Yeah.
Because it's basically just what they've got.
Cash in on your fucking... Because people are going to buy it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. People are going to stock up, dude.
People are going to be fiending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking mad. Oh. You walk around, like, at a pub or some shit. Half the people there are vaping.
It's actually quite bad.
Like, it's... More people vape than smoke, I see.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
fuck all people. If you smoke, it's like, people look at you funny now.
Yeah.
I remember in America, dude, heaps of people vape.
Yeah.
Not a lot of smokers. And, like, walking around the city smoking, like, I would get dirty looks. Like, everywhere I was as well.
That was Mark who had that joke about that, right? Mark Normand?
He's... maybe.
He was having a joke about how, like, it's fine to... Oh, I don't know what he was saying it was fine to do. But he's like, but now when you're smoking, like, you got to go behind a fucking... dumpster in an alleyway and like someone walks by, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Yeah.
Legit though.
Yeah. Like I feel embarrassed sometimes.
I do in certain situations.
Yeah.
Like mainly only if someone looks at me like, oh, dirty smoker. But it's like, fuck, just trying to have a cig.
I hate it when someone says that and they're being genuine.
Yeah.
And they've got a fucking vape in their back pocket.
Oh, dude. That was like at the beach rave. I ran out of backy.
Mm.
Like.
That would have been rough.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
It was fucking rough.
Yeah.
And like every time a random person walked past us, I'd be like, oh, do you have any backy? And they'd literally be like, backy? Like they didn't know what I was talking about.
Really?
I was like, yeah, like, do you have a pouch? Like, I've run out of cigs and I'm fucking fiending.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, nah. And they'll be like, oh, do you have a vape at least? Every single person. Oh, yeah, fucking have some of this. And we met this one chick. We were having a piss and, like, same thing, same conversation happened. And then she sat down with us for ages, like, me and my missus.
Yeah.
And she literally just sat with us, like, holding her vape, giving us a suck after suck. Like, she would have given us, like, 20 sucks each, just back to back.
Yeah, right.
And she was like, all right, gotta go. gave us both a kiss on the cheek. Just ran off. It was like a fever dream. It was so weird.
That sounds nice, dude.
We actually had a really good chat with her. Yeah. She was a pretty nice chick.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, it was like, she was fine to give us a suck of her vape as long as she was holding it though.
Oh, so she held it the whole time.
Yeah, she was like bottle feeding us the vape the whole time.
I guess at a New Year's party with someone you don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, I obviously wasn't going to steal it. I was, like, laying in a sand dune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, you weren't getting up anytime quick.
But, yeah, point of that story, everyone I asked for backy, no one had any, but every single person had a vape.
Yeah. People are going to be fucked, dude.
Dude, the little Eshe apprentice at work.
Oh, he vape?
He's been vaping since he was 12.
Fuck, he's an OG.
He's an OG. He was like, yeah, he used to buy the fucking juices and shit.
Oh,
he's proper OG.
OG,
so gotta respect him. But
I respect that big time.
But he's quit for real? New Year's, apparently.
Right.
Like he rocked up in the morning. He was like, "No, I'm not vaping anymore." Blah blah blah. And then he hacked up a loogie and spat it on the fucking wall next to us. And I couldn't see it because I was on like a sea container.
Yeah.
So it went in like the little divoted bit.
Mm.
So I couldn't see it. And he was like, "Oh yuck! Like what is that?" And I thought he'd just hacked up, like, a green loogie. And I looked at it. It was just a massive clump of blood, bro. And I was like, dude, you realize you just hacked up blood? And he, like, thought it was funny. And I was like, because I always just joke around with him.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, it's probably a good thing you're quitting vaping. Like, you just coughed up fucking blood.
I was
like,
about to say.
That is not good.
Perfect time to quit vaping.
Yeah.
like...
If that keeps going, you should probably get that checked.
Yeah.
Oh, there is nothing else. And it was like a big clump, dude.
Fuck that, man. I've never coughed up blood from like...
Mm.
Unless I hurt myself in footy or some shit like that. But
true.
Never coughed up blood.
I have in phlegm before, but it's never been like the whole bit of phlegm is blood.
Yeah.
There'll maybe just be like a little speckle in there. And I think that's just from like coughing heaps.
That would have had to have hurt coming out.
Oh, dude, he didn't have a he doesn't have a cough or anything. He literally just hacked up a loogie, covered in blood.
Oh, fuck.
It was fucking rank, dude. And it dried up over the day. And I kept going and looking at it. And I was like...
You were interested in it, eh?
I was a little bit, yeah. Oh, did I tell you about my gecko eggs?
Yeah. You sent me a few videos, but you haven't sent me anything since then.
Yeah, so one of them...
Looked like it was hatching, eh?
Yeah, well, the one that hatched, I think it was actually because the guy that I was trying to get it out of my toolbox with accidentally cracked it.
Right.
Because then that little fella, he died.
Oh.
Like, he was not ready to come out.
Yeah, right.
Like, he was only half a body. Then the other half of his body was like this, like, yellow, red fucking...
He looked slimy.
Fetus. Yeah, he didn't look good.
Yeah.
But then, like... For a while there, because he lasted all day that day. Like, true. I found him in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, every time I checked on him, he'd be, like, yawning and shit.
True.
So I was like, oh, fuck, like, maybe he'll push through.
Yeah.
And then I checked at the end of the day, and, yeah, he was...
Gone.
He was no longer breathing.
Damn.
So
Rip gecko.
Yeah, got rid of that one. But the other one I've still got, the egg.
And still I've, intact?
Yeah, I've made a little, like, incubation... fucking thing for him.
Fuck yeah.
And I googled it today and they take 40 to 89 days to hatch.
Right.
So.
How did they get in there?
I have no idea, dude.
Like,
no fuck. Like,
there was two, right?
Yeah, only two. And apparently, usually,
they lay heaps.
Get shit tons.
Yeah. Like, I'm half thinking someone planted them in there for you.
That's what I'm thinking, because the spot they were in was, like, in a little divot in, like, a... Because I've got, like, foam cutouts in my toolbox for, like, each tool.
Mm.
And the spot they were in was, like, in a little divot where you put your finger to lift one of the tools out.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know who the fuck would be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put gecko eggs in Will's toolbox.
Like, it's an odd prank.
It's a very odd prank.
And for them to have not said anything by now as well.
Yeah. Like
yeah,
you'd think after because I told everyone straight away. I was like, I've got fucking geckos in my toolbox.
Yeah. I could imagine.
And everyone was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you'd assume whoever did it would be like, oh, yeah, I'll put them in there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a strange prank. Like, why would I freak out about that?
Yeah, no shit.
I just thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Cool as fuck, dude.
Maybe I should search the rest of my toolbox and see if there's, like, a nest of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know where in my toolbox they would be.
Well, yeah.
But it is very strange that there was just two.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, all fucking reptiles lay shitloads of eggs.
Especially the spot they were in as well. Like, it was such, like, a perfect spot for them.
Yeah.
Just for two as well, like, you
couldn't fit any more.
Well, you could, but then it would overflow. Like, it was perfect for just two to be sitting at the bottom of that little cutout.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's sus, though, because...
I don't think it's sus. Because that toolbox has been sitting in my garage for fucking...
A while.
Nearly 3 years.
Yeah.
And up in the hills, there's lots of geckos and stuff. But they weren't there on Friday before Christmas. And I went back to work on the Wednesday after Christmas. Because I, like, cleaned my toolbox off and shit, like, on that Friday.
Little and Christmas clean.
Yeah, and then there's two fucking eggs in there.
Yeah, that's a bit odd, man.
It's very strange.
Dude, I saw, talking about animals, fuck, man. I don't know what happened to this roo.
Ooh.
Like, so it was 3 o'clock, pretty much the end of the day today. I'm driving the blower, so it's loud as fuck. It scares the fuck out of the kangaroos whenever you go near them with it.
Mm.
And big male one there, and then a female with a like joey in her pouch. And I look at him, and I see all this fucking blood coming from like the bottom of the female, and she's got like her tail almost like tucked between her legs.
Mm.
And I didn't know if she was like giving birth.
Mm.
Or if this male roo had just pummeled her. Like,
she could have been menstruating.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
She did not look happy.
Do kangaroos get periods? You'd think so.
Yeah, because they're marsupials.
Yeah.
Surely marsupials, because we're marsupials, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, we are, yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because we give birth to, like, live...
Yeah.
Like, children.
Creatures.
We don't lay eggs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been on her period.
Maybe.
She... Oh, bro, like, I could...
Or did she not look happy?
I could tell from her eyes.
Yeah, right.
Like, she was not having a great time.
Fuck, and it was, like, clearly coming out of a vag.
Yeah, like, it looked like the vag.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I felt a bit bad, man.
Yeah, that's kind of gruesome.
Especially, like, when I saw its eyes and just how upset it looked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
Fuck.
Wish I could just go beat up this fucking bloke for you. He's treating you wrong. Come with me, baby.
Come with me. I'll raise your kid. What, was that at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's random.
Yeah.
That's a strange thing to see happening with a kangaroo.
Oh, dude, you see a lot of strange things. We got like 500 roos on our course, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
We got shitloads, dude.
That is a lot of roos.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, though.
It is pretty cool. Like, it was a bit of a, like, ooh, like, fuck yeah thing when, like, I first got there.
Yeah.
Now it's just.
Just used to it.
Just standard.
You'd see them all the time, then.
Yeah.
Like, would you see at least a kangaroo every day?
I'd see at least 20 kangaroos every day.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man.
How have you not told me that about your job?
I don't actually know, to be honest with you.
That's wicked.
Yeah,
that was the same as when I worked on the farm.
Yeah.
When I first saw one or two, I was like, oh, true. Like, in the country, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I just got used to it by the end.
Yeah. You just blank them out by the end of it, really.
No, it's fucking sick.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking cool.
As if. But I wish we had kangaroos at work.
They do run riot a bit around Leeming.
Oh, because, I could imagine.
Like, we got fences, but yeah. They, like, make holes in the fences. And
yeah,
apparently, right. One of the boys reckons that, like, at midnight, or maybe a little bit before midnight, they all fucking leave the golf course.
Mm.
And they go to, like, some fucking national park that's, like, kind of far away.
Yeah.
Like, a good couple Ks.
Mm.
And he reckons they all go there at night time. And then just before sunlight, they all come back. I'm like...
Why does he think that?
I don't know, because...
Is it the one that lives there?
Yeah.
At the golf course?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because he's like, you never see him. But I'm like...
Well, they'd sleep at night, wouldn't they?
Yeah. But because we've had roo shooters go out and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure one time he's like gone out and been like, bro, there's no kangaroos here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which, I don't know if they're all just hiding in the bush or whatever, which... I think it'd be more the case.
It could be.
But, because they'd have to hop down roads and shit, bro.
Yeah, you'd think
yeah.
If people saw 500 kangaroos hopping down to a national park.
Someone would make a call.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucked.
It is pretty funny when you see them outside the gates, though.
Yeah.
Because they're
yeah.
just standing there, like, clueless, like, yeah, on the true. Other side of the fence, like, how the fuck did I get out here?
Did they manage to find their way in, or did you just leave them?
Oh, we just leave them, bro.
True, you can't really force them to come back in.
No, they'll do the opposite of what
is that like a not on purpose thing, but like was when the place was getting built, there was already roos there, so they just like left them to be.
I'm not actually 100% sure with you.
Yeah.
But there is like a fair few golf courses around that have roos on them, like the Vines.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got a fair few roos, but they're a bit more in the country. Like,
yeah.
This one's kind of weird because, like, Leeming's kind of a pretty urban area.
Yeah, it's like, well, not industrial, but like suburban, yeah.
Yeah, like, where all, like, there's houses all around the golf course and yeah. shit. And, well, I guess it's the same at the Vines, but there's a lot more bush.
Yeah.
Around, like, fucking Ellenbrook area.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's whack. I mean, it's cool.
It is cool.
But, like, you wouldn't expect that.
No.
Yeah, I've got my fucking Christmas party this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, at Maori Park.
Oh, that's
right.
Is it
called Maori Park or yeah. Maori Park?
Maori Park.
Maori Park, yeah.
It's a good time.
Is it?
Well, you're not there for the golf, so... If you're there for the golf...
Yeah.
It's not a great time.
I mean, like, I'm going to hop in a cart with someone.
Mm.
But, like, we're only doing 9 holes.
Mm.
Like, thank fuck.
Because
I don't think... I'm not sure who at work actually plays golf.
Right.
So I don't know why we're doing a golf day.
It's the right spot to do a golf day if no one plays golf.
Yeah, okay. Are they pretty loose?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's all right then.
Like, they gave us fucking bags of beers to bring out onto the golf course with us.
Chilling.
Like, gave us carts and whatnot.
Yeah.
We had a skimpy come with us.
True. Like, I don't think we've got a skimpy coming with us.
True. They've got skimpies in the bar there.
Apparently, they don't do them very often anymore, though.
True.
But a few of the boys seem to think they always have one on. But.
Yeah, I thought they usually do.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Oh, fucked if I know. I've never been there, so.
But yeah, the clubhouse is literally just like a pub.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, they got a TAB.
True.
And it. Like, you'll go in there and you'll be like, oh, this is a pub.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, that probably explains why they're doing it there then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like a golf, like, golf pro shop or anything.
I keep telling myself that I'm going to, like, be tamed. But it starts at 10:30. Like, I doubt it's going to go, like, into the night or anything because it's a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, people could have plans and shit.
That's a bit rough doing your Christmas party on a Saturday.
Oh, no.
That's...
I was mad about it.
Yeah. It should be during work time.
It should be.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Or at least have it on, like, you know, work half a day.
Yeah.
And then...
You can go a little bit after.
Yeah.
If you want to, but...
Yeah. That it is pretty annoying, but... Oh, well, it's free piss and free food. Can't really complain.
No, you can't really.
I'm just lucky I didn't have any other plans for that date. You know what I mean?
Because it would have been a pretty last minute sort of...
Oh, well, we only organised it like fucking a week before Christmas or something.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe a little bit before, but yeah.
So that's like 2 or 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Which is what we did pretty much as well.
Yeah, true. I wish we could have done it before Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we've all just been through the whole Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's.
Everyone's been on benders.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
It most definitely is.
Yeah. Well, I got a piss. Should we wrap it up? Around an hour.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it went quick, eh?
I thought we were at 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like, legit, dude. That went fucking quick.
I haven't looked at that once.
I checked it early on, and it was at 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. Fuck.
And that felt like 10 minutes ago.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you, mate.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, fucking headshake. Business deals.
Business done. Contract signed.
Just your mates. Yeah, expect video.
Yes.
Because
Nathan's gone to the effort of figuring out how to... do it all.
And maybe we can edit some stuff in.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, we probably could actually now.
We probably could.
That'd be kind of nice.
It'd be pretty cool. I reckon we should look into it.
It won't be a joke anymore. When we say it, you won't have to get upset. It'll be there.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
OKC beating Boston tomorrow.